Teshir Zvachim Daf Mem Beis 42, and we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis by the two dots. Just, those who are interested, there is an Ian Shear related to the Daf that was hopefully should be up. If not, it'll be up soon. It was given last night. Related to minimal and maximal ways of doing mitzvos, related to something that came up on Daf Lamed Tes, and we got into other aspects and other halachas as well. Feel free to listen. That's Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Parshas Shear tonight, 8:45, and Sefer HaMitzvahs continues, and right here we're still doing the daf, Baruch Hashem, one by one. Mem Aleph Amid Beis by the two dots, Meisve. So, if you remember, yesterday, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, discussed the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, based on the Mishnah, Mesechas Menachas, Rabbi Meir says there that if somebody has two avodos, two matirim, the komet and the lavona, which are usually matir together, in order for me to eat the leftover, for the kohanim to eat the leftovers of the karban mincha, as we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit more today. So two things have to occur. The Kmitza, the komets, has to be burned, what the kohen took out of the flour, and also the lavona has to be burned, has to be hoktar. What happens if I think about pigol only during one of them and not during the other one? That's the machlokas of Meir and the Chacham. Meir says it still is pigol, and the Chacham say it's not pigol. So what is the shita of Rabbi Meir? The shita of Rabbi Meir is that it's pigol because Reish Lakish says not because mefaglin b'chatzi matir, not because that pigol could be created if you only think about something during half a matir. No, but which the svara for that we spoke about yesterday. Why should it be ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir? Is it because half a matir is not significant enough for you to think about during, or it is significant enough, but there's an ikuv. There's an ikuv. There's something held back that if you're mefagel, there's a tnai that you have to be mefagel in the whole matir, and if not, that pigol is held back. But it's not that chatzi matir is not good enough. But Reish Lakish says that's not the svar of Rabbi Meir. The svar of Rabbi Meir is that as long as you think about pigol during the first avoda, during the first matir, so then everything else goes after that and flows after that. What's called kala rishona, al das rishona hu osa. And we said that comes up in other contexts as well. It comes up in Hilchas Tzitzis, we mentioned yesterday. It comes up in, maybe in Hilchas Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. If a sofer is writing, he has to say, l'shei mitzvahs, k'siva sefer Torah, l'shei mitzvahs, whatever, at the beginning. And as long as that he goes there at the beginning, then it continues. Anything that would require l'shma would have that element. So the Gemara says, Meisve. I'll ask you a question on that. Is that really Rabbi Meir Shita? So Meisve. B'med Rav Amurim is coming up in the middle of a sentence. So B'med Rav Amurim, so we have to look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's a Tosefta in Zvachim. The Tosefta in Zvachim, you see on the, in the start, Perek Dalet. See, if you look in the back, Tosefta in Zvachim, it's not called Tosefta Zvachim. I think I mentioned this once before. It's called Tosefta Karbanos. The name of the Masechta in the Tosefta is called Karbanos. Just because the word Zvachim is the second word of the call it Zvachim, Zvachim. So Zvachim, you know, that includes animal Karbanos. Maybe we want to include more. So Karbanos includes a carbon Mincha, a carbon Behema. So maybe that's what the Tosefta is called, Tosefta Karbanos. Even though we have a separate Masechta called Menachos, but that's what it's called. But anyway, so the Tosefta in Zvachim says, the previous line of the Tosefta is that as long as that I am a fagel, if I think of pigol during one matana, during one of the zrikas, that's enough. It's enough to be pigol. If I only think of pigol during one of the zrikos. The question is, that's the first line. So now the Gemara says, Bamedra Murim, when is that true? That if I think about pigol only during one, that's good enough. Bidamim hanitan al mizbech achitzon. That's only by the karbanos that the dam is sprinkled, is nizrak on the mizbech achitzon, where we hold that what? That only one matan is ma'akev. One's ma'akev. So that's why all matanas from the Zbech Chitzon is ma'akev. Remember, Beis Hillel, even by a chatas chitzoni. Beis Shammai says you need at least two for a chatas. We pass on like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, even by chatas, one is enough. B'diavad. So when do you say, if one is enough to be mechater, then only one is enough for you to think about pigol. So in that case, that's what the Tosefta is talking about. Aval damim hanitan al mizbeach apnimi, but damim, but the bloods that are put on the inner mizbeach, kegon. Well, for example, arba'im v'shalosh shel Yom HaKippurim, the 43 zrikos of the karbanos that go inside the Kodesh Kadashim. We'll finish, we'll explain it in a second. The Echad Asar Shapar Koing Mashiach, the Echad Asar Shapar Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, or the 11 Zrikos of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Par Koing Mashiach, or of the Par Ko, I'm sorry, the Par Helam Davar, or the Par Koing Gadol, any of those that are sprinkled, Lifnim, inside the Heichal, but not Lifnai, but Lifnim, not in the Kodesh Kadashim, any of the Zrikos inside, there we know that the Zrikos are Ma'akev, and you can't just think about one. But Pigel, Bein Barishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Mishlishis, if you think about Pigel there, by one of the sets, Rishona, Shnia, Shlishis, yeah, means one of the sets. What does the sets mean? If you think about the areas where Zrikos are done inside, there are three areas. Area number one is inside the Kodesh Kadashim. That's called Rishona. Area number two is the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim, he turns around and he sprinkles it towards the Parochas. That's Shnia. Area number three is on the Mizbeach HaZahav, also called Mizbeach HaKtoris, Mizbeach HaPnimi. That is area number three. So even within Pnimi, there are three areas. Again, by the inside the Kodesh Kodashim towards the Aron. Number two is towards the Paroches. And number three, towards the curtain. Not to be confused with Kapores, which is the cover of the Aron. The Paroches, the curtain in between. And number three, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So, when do we say, again, the Tosefta says, when do we say that thinking about Pigel during one Zrik is enough only by the Mizbeach HaChitzon? But by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which has many, many Zrikos, if I think about Pigel during one of the sets, so then Rabbi Meir Omar, Pigel v'chayav and alav kares, Rabbi Meir says, there is Pigel there, and you're chayav kares for there, if you think about it during one of the sets. V'chachavim omrim, ein b'kares achi faga b'chalamatir. The Chacham say, no, you gotta think about Pigel during the entire Matir, and that means all the Zrikas. All the Zrikas. So let's just do the question, then we'll talk about it. K'tani Miha. So what do you see in this Brisa? What did the Tosefta say? Pigel, Bein Berishona, Bein Mishdiya, Bein Mishlishis. If you think about Pigel in any one of the three sets, not only the first set, but even let's say in the second set, that would be good enough for Rebbe Meir. Meaning, if I don't think about Pigel during set one, I only think about Pigel during set two, but what do you mean? According to Reish Lakish, what's the svara for Rebbe Meir? It's not that you could be mefagel b'chatzi matir, but rather it's kol harishon, kol ha'osa al das rishonu osa. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be that Pigel is in the first, and then the rest is nigrei after that. But what do you see from the Tosefta b'Feirish? That even if Pigel is not the first, even if Pigel is in the second or the third, it's good enough, meaning it must be that Rabbi Meir Shita is really mifaglin b'chatzi matir. Not what Reish Lakish says of kol ha'osa al das rishon ha'osa. Upalig! And you see Rabbi Meir argues, that's the kasha from the Tosefta. Okay, let's just talk for 1 minute. That is, it says here that there are 43 zrikos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if you think about 43, wow, 43, I wonder where all they all are. It's very orderly, if you think about where they are. So we know from the Musaf on Yom Kippur, we say, Achaz Amalav Sheva Lamata, right, well, right, one time the Kohen Gadol sprinkles with his finger pointing up, and seven times down. So, inside the Kodesh Kadashim, there are 16 Zrikas. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol takes the blood of the cow and the blood of the Seir, of the goat. And he sprinkles each of those, Achaz Amalav Sheva Lamata. So that's 16 inside. He comes outside, he does the exact same thing towards the Parochas. So that's already 32. 60 plus 16 is 32. So we've taken care of the inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and right outside the Kodesh Kadashim towards the Parochas, 32. Then he comes to the Mizbeach Hazav, the little Mizbeach. So what happens there? One on each corner, that's another four, that's 36, and then seven on the middle, on the called the Tiharosh El Mizbeach, right in the middle on top of the Mizbeach Hazav, seven more, that's it, that's 43. That's 16, 16, 4, and 7. That's it. Very orderly. What about, that's the 43 of the karbanos that go lifnai v'lifnim. It's always lifnim and lifnai v'lifnim. What about the others? Par halam davar shel tzibur and par koyim mashiach. They only have 11, right? Because they only have the 7 and the 4. They don't have towards the aron. They don't have towards the paroches. It's just on the mizbeach hazahav. So they have 7 and they have 4 there. That's the zrikas. If you want a very beautiful, I mentioned before, order mentioned. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam goes through the Avodah start to finish, boom, straight out, without, we know, reading the Psukim and Achrimos, we don't get the full picture. Stavka, Torah Shabbat Peh is required for that Parsha more than many others, and the Gemara Yuma describes the Avodah, but the Rambam quotes it, start to finish. Rav Soloveitchik once said that he was, Soloveitchik said Yom Kippur was one of his favorite days of the year, if not the most his favorite day. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is quoted in the Hagdama of the Machzor that they put out from Rav Soloveitchik, that if you ever wanted to ask the Rav a favor, ask him after Yom Kippur. He was in the best mood. He was like, couldn't eat for hours. He was on such a high from the appreciation of the day. It was unbelievable. He would be singing the gunim of Ne'ilah for hours and hours because he appreciated the day. So Rav Soloveitchik once said that if the Kohen Gadol, if I would be there in the base of Migdash, and the Kohen Gadol would ever have to stop in the middle, he couldn't continue, I'd be able to take over. Because he wasn't saying it out of sky, but he was saying it, he loved it so much, he knew the Avodah so well, he was a Levi. So he couldn't be, he was all the Soloveitchiks and Levium. But, theoretically, if he'd be the Kohen Gadol, he'd be able to take over because this was the Avodah of the most special day of the year. Okay, but that's what the Tosefta says. Tosefta says that according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, they argue by the inner sets, by the inner mizbecha katosa pnimios, even though outside one is enough for pigel, but inside it depends. Rav Meir says pigel during one set is enough. The Chachamim say no, you have to think about it during the entire matir. The Chazanish just points out ha'ara. Even according to the Chachamim, you don't need pigel during all 43 zrikas. That's a lot. As long as you have this kavana for pigel during all the zrikas of each behema, meaning of the par. All the zrikas of the par, all the zrikas of the sayer, each one of those, that is good enough. That's good enough. By the way, I forgot to mention, why isn't it double for each of the zrikas on the mizbech ha-pnimi? Because the Kohen Gadol is ma'ariv the dam. He's ma'ariv the dam of the sayer and the par. We'll see if everybody agrees to that later, but he's ma'ariv the dam and the sayer together, and therefore, this only counted one set of 7 and 4 on the mizbeach hapanimi. Right, the Rashi quotes that in the top Rashi of Arba, the third line. Arba parnas mizbeach hapanimi mishnehem keechad meuravin dechsev v'lakach midam hapar midam asair sheyihu meuravin. Right, they are mixed up before you do any of those rikos. We mentioned that's the pasuk that Rabbi Huda learns his halacha from min bamino lo batel. From that pasuk, because he says you take from the dam of the par and the dam of the sayer. What do you mean? It's all mixed up. It's not any dam. Oh, min bamino, dam par and dam sayer. It's still called that, even though it is meuruf. Anyway, so we have a question. The question is: yesterday we learned that Reish Lakish holds that everybody holds ein mafaglin b'chatzi matir. That if I only think about pigel during half a matir, if there are two matirim during only one of the matirin, so everybody agrees that's not pigel. But here is different because kol. And that's the svara for Rabbi Meir. Really, Rabbi Meir also holds you have to think of pigel during the entire matir. He just says, as long as you think of it at the beginning, then that machshava can continue throughout. And I can link to that from the going back to the beginning. But this Tosefta seems to be explicitly against that. Because the Tosefta says, I can think about pigel during the second set of Zrikas, during the third set of Zrikas, and it would be good enough. So we have to have a different shot of this Tosefta. So three tries. This Amud, we're going to have three tries. How do we interpret this Tosefta to defend the Shita of Reish Lakish? So number one, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Avin. Hacha b'bayis kinan, we're totally missing a detail. Kagon shepigel b'shchita dechad matirhu. No, the Tosefta is not about you're thinking during one of the Zrikas Hadam. No. We're missing. The case of the Tosefta is you're thinking about pigel during Shchita. So what do you mean, Rishona, Shnisha, Shlishis? The case is, the way Rashi explains it, the case is that I shech the par for one of the Zrikas inside, and after I do it, the blood spills out. There's no more blood left. So I have to shech another par to do the next set of Zrikas. And I have to shech another par because it spilled out again. I was a clumsy Kohen Gadol that day. Right? So I even though I practiced for a week and I was up all night and they kept me up all night, they didn't let me sleep. And the Pirchei Kahuna kept pulling my fingers and snapping at me so I wouldn't fall asleep. The Mishnayos and Yuma explained, nope. Maybe I was exhausted, and maybe I was excited that I was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Either way, I kept spilling the dam. So, three karbanas. That's the case here. That if I was mefagel during the Shechita, and all I did from the Shechita was one set of Zrikas, so that's good enough. because I was mafagel in everything I could. I was mafagel thinking of doing this chutz l'zmano, and that's the only blood that was used from this shechita was, it was used for it. So the next shechita is a different matir. So even yet Rabbi Meir says, ein mafaglan b'chatzi matir. But here each karban, each zrika is considered separate because it comes from a different shechita. That's kivan shepik, kagon shepika b'shechita, techad matirhu. It is one matir. And therefore, it is not a problem. That is Rashi's way of understanding the Gemara. The Sfasemis notes that even according to this pshat of Rashi, if we assume that the pigel during shchitos are separate, and each shchita is a separate linear pigel, if I think a pigel during this shchita is good enough, the zrikas are all connected. Even if you want to say the shchitas could stand alone, but the zrikas all have to be connected. Mashma dafka bepigel beshchitas parsheni. Avo pigel bezrikas dam parsheni. What if I think about pigels during the zrika of the dam par? Chashav chatzi matir. Zrikas have to work together. Even though the zrikas, the shchitas are different. Why? The atam nira. Debish lama matir. Again, the Sfas Emes, they mentioned this, yeah. Sfas Emes is known for his svarim on machshava and parsha, but on kachim and moed, he picked the mesechtas where we don't have as many rishonim. Right, the kachim, he's Sfas Emes is unbelievable. So he doesn't need my haskama. But I'm just noting that he should be known for his kachim, not only for his sichos of, anyway, so Batam Nira, the Bishlama Matir, the Shchita Zu, the Hu Matir Hadam Hazel Lizro, Havi Matir Sholim. This Shchita is Matir me to be Zorik this Dam. So that's why each Shchita could stand alone, because each Shchita is Matir the following Zrika. Aval Zrika's Dam Parsheni, the Zrika of the second par, to Hu Matir Ha'imurin Lahaktir, Vahabasar Lisrof, Lazet Sarab Gam Dam Aparishon. V'chashav chatzi matir. The damim all work together. I'm not able to be maktir, the imurin. I'm not able to be sorif, the basar, outside the base of Mikdash, unless I did all the zrikas. So all the zrikas work together, even though the shchitas might stand alone. So therefore, this Rashi is meduyak here, that he says, piga b'shchita dechad matir, but it wouldn't be pigel in the zrika. If you look in Rabbeinu Shmuel, in Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Rabbeinu Shmuel quotes a totally different shot from Rashi on this line of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Shmuel, is this the Rashbam? Doesn't say Rashbam, but it might be the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel, appears Rabbeinu Shmuel, the case here is, it's a Yesod in Pigel, is one Shchita. Nobody's spilling any blood here. It's kind of Tzarech Ian, that's the case. He keeps spilling the Dam, it happens twice in the same case. So maybe that's what he's bothered by. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, no, the case is this one Shchita, but you think about being Mefagel specific sets of matanos. That's the case. Pigel b'shchita d'chad matir hu. You think of shchita of one matir, of one set of matirim. That's good enough. In other words, when do we say there's a problem of chatzi matir? That's only during the avoda that you're being mefagel in. But about the avoda that you're being mefagel about, there's no problem of chatzi matir. Chatzi matir is only about the avoda that you're thinking during that avoda. Blank almanas. But whatever you're thinking about, it's pigel even if you think about a chatzi matir. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Right? B'shah shchita, chishev almanas litein matano shebifnim chutz l'zmano. O matanos ha'heichol, o matanos de mizbeach. You think about doing some of those matanos b'chutz. V'hainu pigel beber shonu beber shiyah beber shleishas. V'chulu. G'kivan dekola shchita. Have a pigel. The entire shchita is pigel. That's fine. And therefore, pigel, b'chatzi matir, again, is only a problem during the avoda that you're doing, but not during the avoda that you're thinking about. What? Take a step back for a second. According to Rabbi Shmuel, what do you think? There's pigel. What do we see? There's pigel if I think about some of the hazos pnimios. That's what he says. The case is, I do shchita almanas to do the zrikas pnimios chutz l'zmano. Ask the Ola Shlomo. I want to thank the Ola. Who's the Ola Shlomo? It's the first time I'm quoting this. I just got, Donnie was mezakeh me yesterday. He gave me the sefer Ola Shlomo. Rav Dava Lipschitz, Zichrono Levracha, one of the great, the Suvak Rav, was the Rav in YU for more than 50 years, in Suvak. He was one of my parents' shadchanim, he and Rav Moshe. He's a good friend of Rav Moshe. So his grandfather was the Ola Shlomo. So he has a letter here. Rav Dani pointed out to me, is a letter here in the Hakdama, the Ola Shlomo, that when he was, I read it last night, that he was going to visit his grandfather, Rav Shlomo Lipschitz. He was going to visit him at the end of, Rav Shlomo Lipschitz was elderly, and before he got there, he was nifter. So Rav Dava Lipschitz, when he got there, right, there were no telephones, right, he got there, and he realized he wrote a letter when he was 12 years old, he gave a hesped. 12 years he gave a hesped, so this letter, you know, halavai, we should be able to write letters when we're 80, right, the letter that he wrote when he was 12, all about the, who the Ola Shlomo was. But anyway, so there, so I was learning yesterday, so the Ola Shlomo was quoted, I'm like, hey, the Ola Shlomo, now I have one. Baruch Hashem, so he quotes this kasha. He quotes the kasha of Shlomo Lipschitz. So how is it possible? He says, we know, we learned Rashi earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel. Remember what does Rashi say? Pigel is only if I think about an achila. What's an achila? Either an achilas Adam or an achilas Mizbeach. So what's included? So eating, actually. If I think that I'm going to eat this carbon, chutz lizmano. If I think that I'm going to do zrikas hadam, chutz lizmano. If I think that I'm going to do zrikas echataris emurin, all of that is achilas adam or achilas mezbeach. Zrikas are considered achilas mezbeach. But what happens inside? Towards the aron, that's an achila. Towards the parochet, that's not an achila. It's not going to be any pigle. What's Rav Shmuel talking about? He's saying, oh, if you think about shochet amenas, you're going to do the zrikas panimi chutz lizmano. There's no pigle for that. That's not called an achila. Where does he quote this kasha? He quotes it in Menachos. Menachos daf tezayin. Not here, because the same gemara comes up there. He says, kashali, kivan dein pigle achi yikrivu matirav. Sorry, wrong one. That's later. We're going to have two Ola Shlomos today. This Ola Shlomo is right here. He says, amnam beker devrayim shakasu hikshesi. I'm bothered. I might have a pigle. Hakai malon de'eno pigle elabim mechashiv alachilas adam o alachilas mizbeach. Check out what Rashi said on Daf Yud Gimel. We had it earlier. So, I don't understand. So he says, what you're forced to say, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, is that achilas mizbeach has a more expanded definition. Achila. Because even, he says, think about the zrikas. What did we say? Even a zrika is called achilas mizbeach. When is the zrika called a zrika? The Gemara says elsewhere, the Zrika is called the Zrika right when it gets into the airspace of the Mizbeach. It doesn't have to touch the Mizbeach, right when it gets into the airspace. Remember we had the Suffolk earlier? What if it gets into the airspace and then the coin becomes a Balmum? All of a sudden his hand gets chopped off. You know, before it touches the Mizbeach. So we had that Suffolk at the end of the first parak. So, right when it gets into the airspace, the Zrika is finished. What kind of an Achila is that? Achila must have a more expanded definition. If you're doing an Avodah towards a Chefsa, towards a kli in the base of Mikdash, that's called an achilas gavoha. The achilas bein abadim, baha parokes nami achilas gavoha hein. That's what you have to say. What's not an achila? If you have to burn something outside the base of Mikdash. Let's say I think that I'm going to do the srefa of the chatos primios on the shef chadeshin outside the base of Mikdash, chutz lizmana. So that's not an achilas mizbeach. That's not an achila inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's got to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But the chiddush that you see from Rabbeinu Shmuel Shita is that achila doesn't only include achilas adam and achilas mizbeach achitzon, even towards the bottom of the aron, even towards the mizbeach haprimi, even towards that is also called an achila. Right? That's a chiddush that we just learned about pig, at least according to Rabbeinu Shmuel. Maybe other Rishonim argue. Maybe that's Rashi there. Rashi there on Daf Yud Gimel doesn't hold that way. That's not called an achila. But maybe that's what a number of Rishonim say. Okay, let's continue. So we have the first answer of the Gemara. How does Reish Lakish deal with his brisa? This Tosefta. A Tosefta could also be called a brisa, because brisa just means it was left outside. So Toseftas and brises, just that Toseftas were ordered, put in the back of the Gemara. But how do we work out this Tosefta with Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, "Is kala osa das Rishona hu osa." This Tosefta seems to say the opposite. So the answer is no. We misunderstood the Tosefta. The Tosefta is talking about, according to Rashi, that you did three different shchitas. And that's why you think about it during each one. Says the Gemara now, "Eat chachi." My time is the Rabbanan. What is the Shita of the Rabbanan? Then the Rabbanan who say that this is not good enough. Hey, if you worked it out, you convinced me so the other way that there are three different Shitas. So each Shita is a separate pigle action. So why would the Rabbanan say it's no good? You have to think about it during all three Shitas? So Amar Rava, Mar Chachamim Reb Eliezer. Yep. It must be the chachamim of this brisa is Rebbe Eliezer. The Shita Kabbasa switches it to Rebbe Lazar in all the cases. It's none. Because the Mishnah says, Hakometz v'halavona v'aktores. All of these items are totally burned on the Mizbeach. Kometz, that is the actual amount of flour that I take out of a regular Karban Mincha. The Kohen, a Yisrael brings the Karban Mincha. The Kohen does the Kmitza, which takes the place of Shechita in a Karban of flour. He sticks his hand and he wipes off the pinky of the thumb. That Kometz is burned on the Mizbeach. The Halavona, the frankincense, the spices that is brought with a Karban Mincha, is totally burned on the Mizbeach. The Haktores, the Ktores is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Ha Pnimi. Minchas Kohenim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach. So we'll get back to that, talk more about this in a minute. But Minchas Kohanim, what's that? If a Kohen brings a Karban Mincha, the halacha is that it's totally burned on the Mizbeach. There's no Shirayim by a Karban Mincha, only by a Mincha of a Kohen. Minchas Yisrael, there's leftovers. You just burn the Kometz and you eat the rest. But if a Kohen decides, I want to bring a Minchas Nedava, it's all burned. That's the halacha. We'll get to the Pesukim in a second. O Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Or the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Every day, the Kohen Gadol has to bring his Minchas Chavita, the special Karban, so that's also burned totally. Minchas Nesachim, or flour that is brought along with every Karban Shlamim. Minchas Nesachim, it comes with wine and it comes with flour. So all of those have to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. So what happens if I take a little bit of those and I burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash? Shehikriv me'achas mehen kizayis bachutz. So the Tanakhama says Chayiv. Tanakhama says that's an Issa D'Oraisa of Haktaras Chutz. We're going to learn it at the end of this Masechta. Why? Because this is Ra'ui Lihi Karev Bifnim, and therefore if it's Ra'ui Lihi Karev Bifnim, whatever it's Ra'ui Lihi Karev Bifnim, you're Chayiv if you do it Bachutz. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer Poter, but says, no, you're Poter Atche Yakrev Es Kulan. But Eliezer says, no, a Kizayis is not good enough. Because when is this Karban, when is this item, does it achieve its full purpose? If you bring all of it on the Mizbeach. So therefore, you got to bring all of it outside the Beis HaMikdash in order to be Chayiv. So what do you see from Rabbi Elazar? Things are always package deals. You got to bring everything, not just a Kizayis. So Rabbi Elazar would also say in our Tosefta, even, according to Rashi, even if you think about only one of the Shechita is not good enough. In order to get the ultimate kapara, the ultimate toelis of this karban, you have to think about everything. You have to bring, it's a package deal for Shechute Chutz, so it's also a package deal for Pigol. That is how the Gemara explains it will be Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rashi does add, though, that Rabbi Elazar would agree, if let's say I was makriv all of this item inside except for a kezias left. There's only a kezias left. And then I'm makriv that kezias bachutz, then I'm chayef. Because that's all that's left to be, to bring this, to achieve the toilets of this carbon. Right? So he agrees to that. That's what he says right across from where we are. The afagav, reading Rashi. The aktaris kezias havi haktarik, the tari hasa, vikulish grib befrim, vishir men of kezias, vikir bachutz chayef, afilu abalazar, miyuhecha de lo gomer avodahu, lo chashalu, I'm sorry, the, he says it in the continuation. The continuation that even he would agree that the Kezayis Achron, the end of that Rashi, the Kezayis Achron would be Chayiv. Okay. There is a separate Isser D'Oraisa in the Torah that relates to the Mincha of a Kohen. Says the Chiddush in Kufla Mitzayin, Shelo Le'echol Minchas Kohen. It's one of the Los Assays. One of the 365 Los Assays is not the Isser of eating leftovers of a Mincha of a Kohen. Shelo Le'echol Minchas Kohen. Shedemar, as it says in Parsha Sav, V'chol Minchas Kohen, Kalil Tiyel Lo Se'achel. Right? You can't eat the carbon. There's a mitzvah to eat the Shirayim of a Minchas Yisrael. There's an Aveira to eat the Shirayim of a Karban Mincha of a Kohen. Why? Misharshi HaMitzvah says the Chinuch. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Remember what I said. Every detail of Karbano, says the Chinuch, is to teach us something. So, V'im yochal Kohen Minchaso lo yisorer libo aleha yafeh shehidome be'enof ka'ofeh pas l'sorcho va'ochlo. What does he do? He brings some flour to the Beis HaMikdash. He makes a matzah. He takes off a little bit of the matzah and burns it, and he eats the rest. What kind of impact is that going to have on him? He's just basically eating at home, or he's eating in the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, so what does he have to do? He's got to give it away. If you lose something, even if you switch, you'll eat mine and I'll eat yours. Right? No, that's also not going to work. Therefore, it's got to be totally burnt, so it has an effect. By a Minchas Yisrael, it's not a problem, because the Yisrael gets nothing. Yisrael gets nothing. A little bit's burned, and the rest go to the Kohanim. It's kachim. Yisrael can't eat it. But in Minchas Kohen, he can eat. So he's not going to get the message of its being a carbon if he's able to eat it. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's why he is not allowed to eat it. That's what the Minchas Chinuch here also quotes the Bali Tosfos al HaTorah, who gives another similar reason, but a little different. Dimlo haisa kalil ma doron haya lefnei ha-makom. B'malei kumsa. Right, what kind of present are you giving to God? In quotes, doron. What? Molei kumso, the kmitza, tiny little couple of grains of flour. That's a present to God. She'eno ledever muat, bishlema Yisrael. He brings the whole thing. From his point of view, he's bringing a lot, because some goes to the Mizbeach, some goes to the Kohen. Avol shel Kohen, ema yo'ochel ha-shirayim, ein zed doron. V'lo dami l'chatas v'ashem shel Kohanim. What about a chatas of a Kohen? He's able to eat, right? A chatas of a Kohen, he's able to eat the chazeh and the shok, not the chazeh and the shok, the meat of the carbon, all the meat of the carbon chatas. I was thinking of a shlamin. Right? He can able to eat the meat. The answer is by a chatas, all the emurin are hokrav on the Mizbeach. Right, so he's already not getting a lot of the carbon. So that's why, by a chatas and an asha, that's fine. Imrim nektarim b'ha oros l'achi mishmar. And therefore, he does lose some. But by a mincha, he'll get everything, and therefore, it would be a problem. Right, so that is the iser mitz of kuf lamed zayin, eating a minchas kohen. This is in contrast to the mitzvah kuf lamed dalet, four mitzvahs before, the mitzvah's assay of eating shiare mincha. Right, the eating the leftovers, the shirayim of a minchas Yisrael, that's a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa for the Kohanim. Not eating their carbon is a mitzvah lo saseh. Okay, that relates to carbon mincha. So all of these items are brought up here because they're all burned on the mizbeach. And Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that if you only are makriv a kizayis of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to be chayiv. So that's the opinion of the Tosefta. So says the Gemara. 1 minute. V'yomar Rava, that doesn't work. Why? Because Rava says, "Umode Rebbe Lazar bidamim." Rebbe Lazar agrees, even though you say it's a package deal by all of those items that we just mentioned, Komes, Lavona, but he agrees by dam that you don't have to look at it as a package deal. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says, "Rebbe Lazar, Reb Shimon Omrim, mimapum shepasak." Misham hu maschil. There's a discussion in Rashi Explains. This is talking about the matanos bifnim. Let's say I did some of the matanos and then the dam spilled. So I have to shecht another animal. You know what Rebbe Lazar holds? You could start again from where you left off. Meaning you don't have to start again from the beginning. So you could combine. It's not a package deal when it comes to dam. So too, in our top Tosefta, you can't say that's Rebbe Lazar's shita that says, oh, you have to think about pigle in the entire process. No. Even if you think about pigle in part of the process, it is good enough. So we're again stuck. You can't give the pshat that we gave of pigle b'shchita t'chad matir. So we're back to the original question on Reish Lakish. This Tosefta seems to prove that mefaglin b'chatzi matir according to Rabbi Meir. The first answer didn't work. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avin is rejected. So we have answer number two. Ella Amarava. Whenever there's an Ella, we know it's a totally new answer. Ella Amarava, a different answer. What did it mean in the Tosefta when it said Bain Bezeb, Bain Barishad, Bain Bashab, Bain Mishlishis? What do we think that meant? We thought that meant, if you think about Pigle, in any one of them. So says Rava, no. What it means is as follows. Kigon Shepigel Barishona, Vishasak Bishnia, Vichazar Upigel Mishlishis. You thought about Pigle in the first set, meaning Lefnai Vilefnim, in the Kodesh Kadashim, and on the Mizbeach Hazav. You didn't think about the pigle during on the ones of the Parochas. You thought about pigle first and third, and not the middle. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that that's pigle according to Rabbi Meir. You thought about pigle during the whole thing. What about the second set? Kol Ha'oseh Aldas Rishona Hu Oseh. First and third, you thought about pigle, but not the second. So what's the Chiddush? Mem Hei Dalin. Unusual abbreviation. Mahu Detema. You might have said in this case, if you hold to that principle, that as long as you think about it at the beginning, it's good enough. So meheder pugule bishlishes lamali. So why does he have to think about pigle in set three? Don't think about pigle at all. You did the first one, so set two and three is finished. So why do you think I have to think about pigle at all? So maybe you don't hold of kalosa. Kamash malan. Still, no, you say it's good enough. And Rabbi Meir holds, in this case, it would be pigle based on the principle of kal haosa las rishona huosa. Fine. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rav Ashi, Midi Shasak Tani. That's a wonderful pshat, but it doesn't say that in the Brisa. Where in the Brisa do you get the impression that there's any difference between what you did in the first, second, and third set. It says Bein Berishona, Bein Mishnei, Bein Bishlishis. So where do you get that? Where is there a hint that the first and third you're thinking about Pigel, and the second one that you're being Shosek? So that's also rejected. So El Amar Ravashi, third shot. Ravashi says Hachem Vayaskinon Gocha Pigel Berishona Mishnei Ubishlishis. You did think about Pigel in all of them. Not you only thought about Pigel in one of them. You thought about Pigel in all of them. And the Chiddush is the same as we just said, but it's just a different Metzius. You thought about Pigel in all three. Ma'od Tema, you might have said, Isaka Daita Kala Osa, that's Rishonu Osa. If the Svara for Rabbi Meir is Kala Osa, as long as you think about something in the beginning, it's good enough. Meheder Pigule Bikol Chadav Chadal Amali. So why do you have to return and think about Pigel again by the other Avodos? So maybe that shouldn't be Pigel. Kamash Balan, it is Pigel according to Rabbi Meir. But again, the case is that you thought about Pigel in all three. Again, the Gemara says, V'habein bein tani. It doesn't say that in the Braisa. It says, bein berishona, bein. It sounds like either or, Kasha. So we end up with a question. We don't really have a good answer to defend Reish Lakish. And therefore, it could be the people who are arguing on Reish Lakish, right, the whole stomach of Gemara is trying to argue on Reish Lakish and say that Rabbi Meir really holds Mefaglin b'chatzi matir. That is good enough, even though Reish Lakish did not want to say that. Period. Moving right along, says the Gemara, Amar. So what did we say earlier? Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigol v'chayav and alav karis. Right, Rabbi Meir says, Pigol and your chayav karis in this case. So Rashi says, the following question is a question on all of the opinions, the stomach to Gemara that's arguing on Reish Lakish. Meaning, according to the one that says that there is a concept of mefaglin v'chatzi matir, and that's the svar of Rabbi Meir. The question is on that opinion. So, michti, let's see. Kares lo mechayev ashiyakruvu kol matirav. What's the case, Pashtus, according to the better opinion of mefagel b'chatzi matir? I think about pigol for the zrikos in the Kodesh Kodashim. Right? And that's good enough to be mefagel the whole process. But one second, ask the Gemara. Once I think about pigol in that circumstance, it's not chayev pigol. Really, pigol doesn't come into effect, as we've said many times, until the entire process is completed. Right? Yakar v'kol matirav. Da'amar mar, kartos kasher, kachartos pasal. Like the Gemara said earlier, just like the Mishnah said, kartos kasher, just like, in order for a carpet to be kasher, you have to go through the entire avoda, kachartos pasal. So too, in order to create pigol, it's gotta be perfect and completed. Besides the pigol thought, ma'artzos kasher at yakav u'kol matirav. Just like in order to create ritzui and kapara for a carbon kasher, you have to be makriv all of the matirin. Afartzos pasul at yakav u'kol matirav. So too, in order to create pigol, you have to go through the entire process. So here's the question: v'ha kiva dechashav be'bifnim. Once I think about pigol regarding the chatos this rikos lifnai v'lifnim, at that moment, the carbon's pasul. At that moment, I've messed up. Psula, kemandalo adi dami. So then, it's as if the rest of what I'm doing is problematic, is as if I didn't do this rikus. Ki hadar madi behechal maya ba'amahutaka adi. When I then continue the avoda, and I do this rikus in the hechal, it's as if I'm sprinkling water. Once I messed up the zrikos in the beginning, the zrikos in the Kodesh Kadashim, so then the rest of the avoda is problematic, so I didn't do a proper avoda, so the whole thing should have never become pigol. That's the kasha. If you say mefaglin b'chatzi matir, it is good enough by thinking about one set of the zrikos bifnim, so how could that ever work? Because once you think about the early zrikos, so then the rest of the zrikos are done bipsul. Rashi quotes the simple question, which the Gemara is going to answer up in a second. Rashi quotes, but isn't that by every case of pigol? If you ever think about pigol, you think about it during the Shechita, so then the rest of the Avoda is somewhat problematic because you've already had a pigol thought. So every case of pigol is like that. So Rashi says no. But by a regular case of pigol, baha achshar rachmana. That's exactly gufa, what the Chiddush HaTorah is. But here, the problem is, you only thought about it during half an avoda. If you thought about it during an entire avoda, that's the chiddush haTorah pigol. Right? If you thought about pigol, you're right, this is going to mess up the carbon. But if this is the only thing that's a problem, then the rest of it is considered as if it's kosher. As if it's kosher, except for that pigol thought. But here, you only thought about it during half an avoda. That's the problem. That's why the other half of that avoda is left in limbo, and it's a problem. So how do you ever have such a case? So, should we? Okay, let's do the continue for a minute, and then I'll come back to the question. Amar Rabba, Mishkachas La Barba Parim Ubedal Tzirim. I could come up with a new kimta. What's the case where it wouldn't be a problem? A case where there are four parim and four seirim. Meaning, like Rashi was smoking before, they kept spilling. The blood kept spilling. You use four parim and four seirim, and therefore, for pigo purposes, you're mefagel in each one. It's okay. But altogether, it's still considered a chatzi matir. And therefore, this is, remember, we're within the world of the shita that holds mefaglan mechatzi matir, but as long as you only did it per animal, then the rest of the dam is not going to be nifsal. That was the Gemara's question. Isn't the rest of the dam going to be a problem? Because you already had a pigle thought? No, different animal. Different animal, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Right? Four parim or four seirim. Or, Rava Amar, afilotei mevarechad v'seir echad, lepigula maratzeh. Rava answers, no, exactly what we just quoted from Rashi. Every case of pigle is like that. What that, oh, you already kind of thought about pigle, therefore you're going to mess up the rest of the carbon. But what do you mean every case of pigle is like that? You think about pigle at the beginning, and you continue, so to here, even if you, that's the chiddush, even if you only mafagla, b'chatzi matir, even if you only thought about pigle by a half a matir, it's still good enough. That's the chiddush of pigle. When do we say there's a problem of Yaakov kol matirav? If you had a different thought, there's a different problem besides pigle. But if the only problem in the process is that you already thought about pigle, but that's pigle. That's what the chiddush of pigel is in the Torah, that if you thought about pigel and you continue doing the avoda, is going to create pigel. Stop there for a minute. The second Olah Shlomo of the day, says the Olah Shlomo story that we quoted yesterday from the Sfas Emes, Reb Shlomo Lipschitz, the great-great-great-great-grandfather of Reb Dani sitting right here. What is chus we have? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Says the Olah Shlomo that, this is a Menachas Daf Tezayin. You know what you see from this Gemara? Something that the Sfas Emes quoted yesterday? He had a suffix yesterday. He proved it from the Gemara yesterday, but the Olah Shlomo proves it from our Gemara. What's the whole Gemara's question here? He thinks about pigle, it's already causing problems, but I thought there's no pigle until the end of the process. So what do you mean it passes the carbon already in the... No, it doesn't... It's not pigle until everything's finished, so there shouldn't be any problems. You know what you see from here? Like the Sfas Emes said yesterday? Right when you think about pigle, there's already a stain on the carbon. There's no kares until you finish. There's no kares. In like the language of our mayor yesterday, ein bo kares, ache da da da. But you say it's a mefurish gemara. That the carbon already becomes nifsal right away. And let's say you mess up. Let's say I had an shlomim komo thought also. So you don't say the carbon's kosher, because it's not pigle. The carbon's pusle anyway. It becomes pusle right away. It's just that it doesn't achieve the pigle stage later. So he says that's what he thinks. Kosher. Kivadeh pigle achi agree about tira. Vlo nifsula. Kozman made behechos. So he said you have to say, this is the answer, the Sfas Emes is kosher. There's a quote of the Sfas Emes. But the Mishnah Lebel's question, let's say I would eat from pigle before I finish the process. So do I get kares? Right? Is it pigle yet? So that's the shot. What do you go with mafreya? When it becomes pigle, it ends up and I ate something that was chayef karis. That's his discussion here in Menachas on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Baruch Hashem, it's already worth it. Already worth it. Baruch Hashem, thank you. Okay, Viter, gotta get excited. I came home last week. There's a new sefer that came out. Right, the Karsel Shabbos Oneg, part 3. So I came in, my kids were there, I'm like, look, you know what happened today? They're like, what? I'm like, the Karsel Shabbos Oneg, Chelo Gimel came out. They're like, oh, come on, Abba. You know, tell us something important. Tell us something exciting. Did the sports team get... You know, but I'm like, okay, that's what gets me excited. Okay. Anyway, Viter says the Gemara. Our boy, Vishalosh, Vatanya, Abram, Vasheva. What do you mean they're going back all the way at the beginning? 43 Zrikas of the Mizbech, of the Chatos Pnimios? We have another Brisa that says there's 47, not 43. So Hakamand Amar Ma'arvin Lakranas, Vahakamand Amar Ema Arvin Lakranas. Maybe that shita holds that you do not mix the blood of the seir and the par before you do the four sprinklings on the kranas of the Mizbeach Hazav. Right? And therefore you get an extra four. Everybody agrees, right? The Gvura Sari points out in Yuma, the Shagas Aryeh, everybody agrees that you're going to mix before you do the seven on the middle. Because then there would be a Manda Amar here that would say, you know, 54. You have not an extra seven. Nobody says that. But there's machlokas about do you mix before the chronos of the Mizbeach Hazav. But the seven on the inside, for sure you mix before that. Ah, there's another one, Vatanya Bovishmona. We have another person that says you add on one more above Shmona. So Hakam Adamer Shirayim Ma'akvin. Hakam Adamer Ain Shirayim Ma'akvin. That's four, that 48th is Shvicha Shirayim. The one that when you pour the blood on the extra, on the sort of the Mizbeach, so that Adamer holds that it is Ma'akev by the Chatos Pinimios. It's not Ma'akev by the Chatos Chisonios, but the Chatos Pinimios, and that would be called a Zrika. Interestingly, that would be called a Zrika. Weiter. Let's continue. Says the, okay, I'll continue, and I'll remind me tomorrow by the beginning to talk about an important machlokas Rashi Tosfos here about what does it mean, the four. Maybe we'll start with that. We'll see. Meisve, let's just try to finish this section. Meisve, I'll ask you another question. Again, going back on the Reish Lakish now. Reish Lakish says, Kala osa das rishonu osa. Meisve, the Brisa says, again, we're missing a line from the Tosefta, right? The Tosefta is, This is Tosefta Menachos, you see on the side. That if I have Kometz and Lavona, remember two Matirim, if I think about Pigel and only one of them, it's okay, it creates Pigel. But Medvar Mamurim, when do we say this? Bikemitza b'matanyanu behiwach. Only by the Kemitza, by taking the Kemitza out of the Klisharis, putting it into another Klisharis, and then walking it to the Mizbeach. If I think about Pigel during that, and not the Lavona, that's okay. You know why? Because Lavona doesn't have those three Avodos. The Lavona you just take and you bring to the Mizbeach. So, by Kemitz about the Kli and Hiluch, which applies to the flour, Pigel during any one of those Avodos creates Pigel. Avobalo lahaktara, but by the burning, where you have the Kometz and the Lavona, so Nasar as a Kometz b'makshava as a Lavona b'shtika, or Nasar as a Kometz b'shtika as a Lavona b'makshava, if I only think about Pigel during one of those Matirim, Rabbi Meir Omer b'pigel v'chayav adalav kari, so Rabbi Meir says still that's Pigel, v'chachavim Omerim ein b'kari as a shifaga b'chala matir. Chav say, no, it's not good enough. But what do you see from there? Ktani miha, es a komets b'shtika v'es halavona b'machshava. You see, what's the case there? If you think about pigel only during the second half, komets you did plains quietly, and the lavona machshava with pigel, Pali, Rameir says it's pigel. So it's again a kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Rameir Shita is that kala osa al das rishonu osa. And here you only think about pigel during the second half. But our answer is Ema Kvar Nasaras Lavona B'Machshava. Maybe you should understand it as you did the Kometz B'Shtika after having done the Lavona B'Machshava. So Pigel was first. The Gemara says Chada the Haidu Reisha. That's the exact same the case of the first line of the Brisa said. The first line of the case of Pigel then Shtika. So what will be the difference? Va'od Hatanya V'Yacharkach. It says V'Yacharkach. Right, so therefore, how do we get out of that? It says v'acharkach. So kasha, we do not have an answer to that. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe tomorrow I'll just start off with one Mikdash David that talks about how do we look at a mixed sprinkling. After you mix it, then you sprinkle. How many sprinklings are you doing during that eruv? Okay, so we'll have to stop here. Again, the Parsha Shir is tonight, 8:45, and the Ein Shir should be up hopefully either already or sometime today. Related to minimal and maximal way of doing mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.